So in verse number 25, he says, who gets it and how to get this state of nirvana? So it is like a how to do it. So in verse number 25, labhate brahma nirvanam. Vishaya kshina kalma shaha. Chinnadvaidhaya tatmanaha. Sarvabhuta hite rataha. So together, labhate brahma nirvanam. Rishayakshina kalmashaha chinnadvaidhaya tatmanaha sarvabhuta hite rataha. So labhate, so who gets this brahma nirvanam, this state of enlightenment, this state of the highest truth, who gets it? Rishaya, these rishis. So who are these rishis? We'll talk about rishaya kshina kalmashaha, whose impurities, sins have been destroyed. So rishi whose sins have been destroyed, they get this state of brahma nirvanam. And who are they? Chinna dvaidha. Dvaidha, dvidha means doubts. So who have no doubts? Yatatmanaha. Yatatmanaha, Bhagavan Sri Krishna uses in the Bhagavad Gita many times, means self-controlled. And sarva bhuta hite rataha. Rataha means they are engrossed in sarva bhuta hite, in serving all beings. Bhuta does not only mean humans, but animals, birds, plants, fish. They serve everybody. So we already talked about Brahma Nirvanam, this state of desirelessness, this state of fullness, completeness. Who experiences? Rishi. Now when we hear the word Rishi, we think of this person, you know, with orange clothes, with long hair and long beard and jatas. And then, you know, he's sitting for meditation, and if you go and disturb him, he will curse you anytime. You know, in our Puranas, they talk about that. But Rishi, the word comes from Rishati, one who knows, Janati. So anybody who knows this truth is a Rishi. He could be wearing a suit and a tie and could be working in an office, driving a Porsche or a Mercedes. But if he has this knowledge, we call him a Rishi. So here Bhagavan uses the word Rishi for knowers of truth. It doesn't matter what clothes they wear, it doesn't matter what book they read, doesn't matter what language they teach, doesn't matter what building they worship. If they have this knowledge, they are rishis. And kshina kalmashaha, their sins are destroyed. Sins are what? Our vasanas, our selfish tendencies which lead us to committing sin. Sin, the source is of all sin is the vasanas, the negative tendencies. So the sins can only be destroyed when you destroy the cause. If you work, you know, one by one trying to remove, you know, if I have a bad habit, I can either just keep working on the habit or go to the cause. Why do I have this habit? And so, and any problem you have in the world also, they say go to the cause. What is the source of the problem? So the source is vasanas, which is due to ignorance. I do not know my true nature as the Atman, the Self. And because of ignorance, I think myself to be this body. And so all the problems come from there. Now, doubts. What are our doubts? You know, our doubts are, what am I going to have for lunch? Right? After this class, you know, maybe I should skip the aarti and so I can be ahead in the line. Last time I... That is our doubt. Or our doubt is, what am I going to wear, you know, or where am I going to go for travel, you know, this summer. I go every year to India. This year I'll go. But a true seeker, his doubt is, who is God? Is he form or formless? what is the nature of this world? Who created the world? Why was the world created? What path should I take towards enlightenment? What is the goal of destiny? What is the goal of self-effort? What kind of teacher, you know? So these are the doubts that we should have, that what is my goal in life, rather than worrying about, you know, small things. So when they say a rishi means who has ultimately no doubts because he has understood the truth. Munirna vyamoham bhajati, Shankaracharya ji says, Guru Dikshak Shatatama. Once he has studied this knowledge from his guru, then never gets deluded. And yatatmana, self-control, means self-management. See, we are very good at managing others, you know, telling others, you do this, you do that, don't do this. But the ability to manage and control myself, to control my ideas, to control my thoughts, to control my emotions, to control my senses. Control means this does not mean that you just close everything, but living a life of moderation, eating moderately, not overthinking, not getting overexcited. So that is called self-management, yatatmanaha. Sarva bhuta hite rataha. That is, again, Bhagavan Sri Krishna uses this many times. Because bhuta means all beings. And if we see this whole world is in such beautiful unity, we think trees are only trees. No, trees are yogis. They have been serving us for years. Every day they are constantly removing carbon dioxide from the air and giving us pure oxygen. And we think trees can just be cut. And that's what we're doing. We're destroying forests. We are cutting trees. So they say everybody should plant more trees because trees are the ones. And if you go to Sequoia, there is this tree for 2,500 years old, General Sherman. And my friend and I, when we went, we just spontaneously got down on our knees and prostrated to that tree because for 2,500 years, even before Jesus, that tree has been serving us. So trees are something to be worshipped, not just to be cut down or ignored. You know, and not all beings, even the bacteria in our gut, are so valuable. So a point is, everything that the Lord has created is valuable to see the unity in all and to serve all. To make this world a better place, to serve everybody, should be the goal of all beings. That's what Bhagavan says. This reminds me of a story. So there was this man who was a millionaire. And so the Red Cross goes to him and says, sir, can you give us some donation? There has been an earthquake and we are trying to raise funds, you know, to serve them. And we know, sir, you know, you are a millionaire and we have done some research and your income is more than $1 million a year. So can you give us some money? So he says, you have researched my income? He says, yes. He says, have you also researched that my mother is in a nursing home and her money is slowly depleted because her expense is more than her income? And eventually she's going to run out of money and they're going to throw her out of the nursing home. Have you done that research? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. And do you know that my brother is a Vietnam vet and he's blind and he's disabled with a wheelchair? Have you done that? No. We didn't know that, sir. And do you know my sister just got widowed? Her husband died and left 3 children and she has no money. Have you done research? He said, no. We didn't know all that. He says, you know what? I don't help any of those. You think I will help you? So that is the essence of this. When he says sarva bhuta hite, means it is our duty to give back because society has given us so much. We have received so much from God. So give back. And that's why Bhagavan again and again, he says sarva bhuta hite rataha. So these wise people, they always serve, they always give back. And the idea is of this verse is, of this nirvana, that it is a positive experience. We always think renunciation means, you know, we think it is something scary. You mean I have to renounce? Yeah. I have to give up my family, my wealth. You know, these Vedantins always say, don't be attached to wealth and family and things. And what we are saying is that it's not a negative experience. People think, oh, these sadhus, and, you know, they must have a very boring life. You know, they don't have any house, they don't have... But their joy is a positive experience. So this enlightenment is a positive experience where you no longer depend on things for your joy. So that is what they are saying. This nirvana is a positive experience of joy. It is not a negative experience. Again, Gurudev in his commentary says they must think that this enlightened master is just walking like a dead corpse, you know, just eating once or twice a day. He has no life, has no fun. It is boring. He has to wear the same clothes every day and eat the same food. For them, the joy is not in clothes. They wear the same orange every day or the same yellow, and, you know, but why? Because they do not need any of these things to give them joy, because their doubts are removed and they find the joy within. And it is that joy within that they share with others. That's why all these great masters have shared their experiences in all this, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bible, the Upanishads and everything, to share this knowledge. And that's why Gurudev left the Himalayas and traveled all over the world to share this knowledge. Why? Sarva bhuta hite rataha. His whole life was, he was involved in serving and helping the world. And now he will continue this state of enlightenment of this wise person. How does this person live? So the third verse again talks about Brahma Nirvanam, or this joy of this wise yogi.